The next patient is Cleo Nieder Payat. I'm going to spell the first name, C like in Charlie, L like in Lima, E like in Echo, O like in Oscar, N like in November, E like in Echo, E like in Echo, D like in Delta, E like in Echo, R like in Roger. The last name, P like in Peter, Y like in Yankee, A like in Alpha, T like in Tango, T like in Tango, Payat. Is a clinical case of a 58-year-old African-American female that has been following this office because of the presence of proteinuria. The protein creatinine ratio is consistent with the excretion of 380 milligrams of macro protein that could be associated to the presence of diabetes mellitus, period. I have to mention that the patient has bacteriuria associated to a Klebsiella pneumonia. Klebsiella, K-L-E-B-S-I-E-L-L-A, pneumonia, P-N-E-U-M-O-N-I-A-E. That is completely asymptomatic. The patient has remained with adequate kidney function. The serum creatinine is 1.3. The estimated EFR is 46.5 mLs per minute. Period. At this point, we are going to ask the patient to follow the low sodium diet, the a fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours, and the decrease in the industrial protein like the chicken, the pork, and the red meat, and stay mainly in on a plant-based diet, period. Number two, the anemia. This anemia is worrisome because it has been progressively worse. We started with a hemoglobin of 11.1, and despite of the iron that she takes, the hemoglobin is 9.9, period. There is a irregularity of the bowel movements, and from time to time the patient has a bowel movement with the mucous material in significant amount. Period. We cannot say that this anemia is related to CKD. Period. The patient has an iron saturation that is just 14%. Period. Copies of the lab were given to the patient for her to go back to the primary doctor for him to do the workup of this anemia. Following number, hyperuricemia, the initial determination of uric acid was 7.4. The patient has followed a low protein diet. We are going to continue the close observation before we add more medication to this patient. Following number, arterial hypertension, the blood pressure today was 149/90. Whether or not the patient has a lower blood pressure readings at home is unknown. We are going to ask the patient to get a blood pressure cuff, monitor the blood pressure, follow the diet, and continue to lose weight. Since the last visit to the office, the patient has lost 5 more pounds. Period. Following number type 2 diabetes, hemoglobin A1C was not evaluated at the present time. Following number, the patient has hyperlipidemia on atorvastatin under control. And following number bacteriuria, we are going to continue recommending the genital wash with vinegar and water, as explained before. And if she develops any symptoms, we have to treat this bacteriuria. I am going to reevaluate the case in 3 months. However, there is a great deal of concern with the presence of the anemia and the GI symptoms. The patient understood. I gave the recommendations in the written fashion. We invested 7 minutes of the time reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in face-to-face, and 5 minutes in the documentation.